Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. So good to have you with us today. I've got my good friend, Pastor John Welch from The Dwelling Place in Lake Charles, Louisiana, with me again today. John, good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Sam, it's good to see you today.
We have been talking about on the last couple of podcasts. So if you're just getting this one and you hadn't gotten the other ones, go back to and you can hear all of them. But we've been talking about living by your core values, that your core values as a believer guide your life and they control your destiny. So if you change your core values that God has put in you as a believer, I'm not talking about life values, I'm talking about God values, it can actually destroy you and destroy your life.
Right.
When you start violating those.
Right.
And so what I want to challenge you today as a leader is this. First of all, and John, you mentioned this, you may want to expound on it. You've got to identify your core values.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You do. You know, your core values have to be different between the time that you were born again and before you were born again.
Right.
Because you lived most of your life probably
exactly
the
right.
world core values, and
yep.
they are drastically different
yep.
than God's core
right.
values. And so when you do that, it's important, I believe, to define them, to define what they are, and,
right.
and even write them down.
Yeah.
And because as you're saying, your core values and following out your core values will lead you into your destiny,
sure.
help you accomplish your destiny. Departing those core values will cause
yeah.
you to depart from the destiny
exactly.
that God has for you.
You know, I'll give you a good example of something that the Lord just kind of dropped in my heart. I have a really, really good friend that we've been friends for many, many years. Oh, gosh, 50 years, long time.
Wow.
And before he got saved, he was the tightest wad person you've ever met. Now, tight mm-hmm. wad, and if you're not an American, you may not know that, but that means you're stingy. You keep up with everything. You keep everything you've ever owned. I mean, you watch over everything like a hawk. You don't buy anything.
It's pretty
you
selfish,
know,
I would say, yeah.
Very stingy about
yeah.
and keeping, you know, hoarding. Not hoarding, but just not wanting to be generous, just holding it all
yeah.
in. And that was one of his core values as a person.
Right.
Because he was raised that way.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And so that was a core value. Now, there's a difference between being responsible.
Good point.
With your money.
Good point.
And being stingy.
Great
with
point.
Your money.
Yep.
But I watched this man after he got saved, and it was not easy.
Yeah.
But he changed his core value.
Yes.
To generosity.
Yeah.
And I watched God change him.
So good. Yeah.
And really the way God changed him was he made demands on him over and above what would be normal.
Right.
To break that yoke off of his life to be generous.
Right.
And I watched God change him into that man of generosity, and it really amazed me because once he got saved, he realized that generosity was going to be one of his core principles.
Right.
That he was not going to be that old man. He was going to be, this was one of his core
awesome.
Principles.
Yeah.
And look, just because you have a core principle, you have to act on that.
Right.
And see, I never had a problem. I've always been generous.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy for me to be generous. I've always been a generous person. That's never been something I've ever had. In fact, I've probably been generous to a fault sometimes, even before I got saved, because I remember co-signing cars for people because getting bit by
that's
it.
That's a
know?
Risk, yeah.
Yeah, but the point was I wasn't a Christian,
right?
But I was generous anyway.
Sure.
But this man was not.
Right.
But when he got saved, he saw that had to be one of his core values.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was amazing how that changed his life.
Yeah.
And I've seen this over now, like I said, 50 years, 40 years of ministry, and I've watched, and it's guided his whole destiny.
Right.
And led him on the path that God had for his life.
Into his destiny.
If he
Boy,
had,
it's powerful.
If he had ever reverted back, there's no telling. I don't even know whether he'd be saved today.
Golly.
I don't know whether he'd be serving God today.
It's powerful, yeah.
Because if he'd reverted back to that, because it was a stronghold in his life, I don't know where he would have been.
Right, right.
So this is not something that's lightweight.
Right.
This is something that's critical.
Right.
And you better know that your core values, and let me tell you a way you can know it's a core value. When you're challenged in life, what do you fall back on?
That's right. What are you going to do?
What do you fall back to?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I was not a very honest person before I got saved. I was not like a gangster, but I was not a very honest person. I was willing to manipulate the system for my benefit.
Sure, yeah.
And so when I got saved, I realized integrity has got to be one of my core values.
Right.
And I went to the Word of God and I studied the Word of God about integrity. I said, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't who I used to be.
Right.
But I want to tell you, immediately the enemy started challenging that.
Yep.
Well, you know, you can just cover this. You can just tell a little lie here. You can just don't tell. You're not saying anything. Just don't tell anybody.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But see, integrity demands that you don't you operate openly.
That's right.
And so I had to make that choice when I got saved that I was going to be a man of integrity.
Yeah, so good.
And you said, well, you're bragging. Well, maybe I am, and I'm certainly not, hadn't been perfect in it. But I can tell you this, that's always been something that I have strived for and made up my mind that's what I was going to do, even if I had to swear to my own hurt.
Well, I don't wouldn't call that bragging. I think that's just telling your story.
Yeah.
You're just sharing the story, which is powerful. But, Pastor, you're saying something there that when you said it sort of spawned a thought in my mind, and that is that when you understand, you got your core values nailed down, it really simplifies walking through difficult circumstances.
Right.
You know, especially in leadership.
Yes.
Because, you know, hey, if you're a leader, you're going to walk through tough times.
Exactly right.
If you're not in a tough time right now, I'm not trying to share any bad news.
No, you will be.
But you will be.
Absolutely.
And, you know, someone said, well, I wanted to listen to this for some positive input. Well, I'm positive you're going to.
Yeah, if you're that's not, exactly right.
If you're not in a tough time, eventually you will be. You'll end up there. But when you're in those difficult times, if you've got the core values defined, you know, because it will really help you walk that. It'll simplify things dramatically.
Absolutely.
For example, one of the main things that's going to happen to a leader, if you're changing, transitioning something, you will be criticized.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
And so when you walk through that, you're carrying your organization or your church or whatever, you're guiding and leading them through that, you're going to receive that. And if you've got the core values, one of my core values is love. I'm going to do my very best
that's
to walk
good,
in the God
John.
Kind of love.
Absolutely.
And the God kind of love is not going to respond back in a negative way to that criticism.
Exactly.
Even if it hurts you.
Yeah.
Even if it hurts me, on the front end, I'm still
exactly
going to walk
right.
in love. Because we know from the Bible, walking in love ultimately always pays.
Exactly right.
Always pays.
Yeah.
And so my point is that when you define your core values and you're walking through difficult times, it simplifies very complex situations
it
and
does,
circumstances. And you know, you don't need to have 25 core values. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you start with five or six,
just
start there.
Yeah.
And you'll recognize more
sure.
and more maybe, you know, as you go along. But it just brings simplicity into very complex.
And we were talking about love. That's something that, look, if you're a believer, it's a requirement.
Absolutely. You know, every believer should have that core
exactly.
value.
Exactly. If you're a leader, you have to walk
absolutely.
In love.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I know leaders who don't.
Yeah.
You know, and their first response is, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to go. There's another aspect that we don't have time to get into. We may do one more and talk about this because there's another aspect to this that you've got to understand. You're a servant leader.
That's true.
But the love part, I'll give you an example. I just talked to a couple who are starting out in ministry, and they had been involved with another ministry and really gotten wounded because they were serving.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they saw and heard things that this person, his core values were not what they thought they were.
Yeah.
Because what he preached, he wasn't doing because he violated love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it really upset them, and it's taken a while to kind of restore them, I guess, to get back where they need to be. But the point I'm trying to get to is this. Like John said, listen, you're not born of God if you don't walk in love.
That's right.
You can say all you want.
That's right.
You know, you don't get a hall pass for not walking in love.
This is true.
And unfortunately, a lot of times leaders think, well, I'm a leader. I can preach that, but I don't have to do that. If you can't walk in love behind closed doors,
right?
If you can't walk in love to the unlovely,
that's right.
Then you're in trouble.
That's right.
And I know lots of ministers who talk about love, and they do just the opposite.
Yep. Yeah, and it will cost you. Walking in love will cost you.
Listen, here's what I tell people. Okay, if you walk in love, you can count on it. People are going to take advantage of it.
Sure, absolutely.
It's just part of it.
Yeah,
but that's why you walk in love.
That's right.
You know, you're not like the world. You don't operate the way they do. Well, they did me wrong. Listen, I know one particular minister that. That got mad at another minister and wrote him, said, if you don't quit talking, I'm going to sue you.
Oof.
And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I wonder what Jesus had to say about that. I mean, that's a clear indictment that one of his core values is not love.
Mm-mm.
And that's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to hurt other ministers. I'm just saying you've got to have those core values in order to be a leader.
Right.
And you're not going to be a leader like the world.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, I know people, I was reading one particular man, he was talking about leadership, and his statement was, if you have people around you who don't agree with you and don't agree with your vision, you need to get rid of them. And I'm thinking, whoa. Jesus carried Judas all the way to the end.
I was just about to say, yeah. Even Peter resisted what Jesus was
saying.
And
I'm thinking, that may sound good,
sure.
But that's not Christian leadership.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have love as a core value, then you say, yeah, that's right. If they're not agreeing with me, then I'm not going to have them around me. Well, that ain't going to work.
Right, right.
Because you're going to be by yourself, because your wife or husband probably won't even agree with you, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must not be married.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So when we talk about core values, I'm going to mention this again, and on hopefully all the sessions on this, core values guide your life.
That's true.
And they control your destiny.
That's true.
And if you violate your core values, you're violating your destiny.
That's right. So good.
And the only way to get back where you need to be is go find your core values again.
That's good.
And the only way you can find those is from God's Word.
That's so good.
From the Word of God.
That's right.
That's where we live our core values, not by how we feel, not by how we were raised. We find our core values from what the Word of God tells us.
Yeah.
And when you do that, man, your destiny will be bright. God will lead you, and you'd be amazed at what fun it can be when you know what's right.
Absolutely.
So glad you were with us today.
It's been good.
Hey, tune in next podcast. We're gonna talk some more about the core values, and maybe not give you a list, but just kind of throw out some that are part of our lives. John Welch is going to be with me again, so stay tuned to the next podcast. God bless you till then.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.